在生命记里面呢，神已经告诉以色列百姓。
In Deuteronomy, God has told the Israelites.
说你们进到迦南地啊，牛羊增加，房子都改善了，你们就会开始离开神。
And upon entering into the land of Canaan, and when the sheep and cattle's numbers rise, and then numbers of houses increase, then you would forsake God.
这是人的本性。
So this is the nature of man.
因此我们大家都希望活得很舒服。
So all of us are wishing that we could live a very comfortable life.
但是当我们活得很舒服的时候，这个人的本性就会带领我们走歪的路。
But when you live in comfort, the nature of man will guide us onto a straight path.
所以如果能够在安乐当中常常不忘记神，这是最好的。
So in peace, if you can constantly remember God and not to forget Him, man, this is the best way.
但是有时候是很难的。
Sometimes it is very difficult.
想想看，在困难的时候，我们常常祷告。
So in difficult times, we would pray often.
但是在平安的时候，有几个人真的常常祷告
？But in a time of peace, how many of us really pray?
因为活得很平安很好，我要祷告什么
？And because you live such a peaceful life, what should I pray about?
好像找不到什么祷告的原因呢。
And there's no reason for me to pray.
所以有时候在平安当中，我们从属灵上来看，我们自己在灵性上的需要这样来祷告是好的。
And sometime in a time of peace, from a spiritual perspective, if we could pray often, then this will still be good.
那这样会让我们不断的在成长进步。
And so this will enable us to constantly grow and improve.
那第五个圣所有约柜同在，何以会被亵渎呢？
And so the fifth question, in the sanctuary, there's the abidance of the Ark of Covenant, and why would that be a profanity?
主要就是因为他们把偶像带进来。
It's because that they have brought in the idols.
好，那我们现在进入第八章。
So now we're entering into chapter 8.
这个第八章就在描写圣殿的俗话。
And so this is talking about the holy temple making into a terrestrial place.
然后选民被掳。
And the chosen people was caught.
这个圣殿本来就是神同在的地方。
So the holy temple is a place of God's abidance.
好，那我们现在看到底发生什么事情。
So we can see what the events unfold.
第八章
Chapter 8,
第一节
Verse 1.
第六年六月初五日，我坐在家中，犹大的众长老坐在我面前，那时主的灵降在我身上。第二节
Verse 2.
我观看有形象，仿佛的从火的形象，从他腰以下的形状，从他腰以上有光辉的形状，仿佛光耀的晶晶，
这
里讲他在家中在跟长老一起坐。
And so this is described that he's sitting at home with the elders.
然后神的灵降在他身上，他就看见了。
And so the Spirit of God descended on him, he was able to see.
所以这是一种属灵上的异象，属灵上的看见。
This is a spiritual vision.
那当然他看见这个长老是看不到，因为没有写说神的灵降在他们身上。
And of course he cannot see the elders because it did not say that the Spirit of God descended on him.
那第二节就火的形状，然后有光辉神的形状，这个应该就是第一章里面讲神荣耀的形象。
And so it talks about in verse 2 the likeness of fire and also the likeness of brightness. So this should be describing in chapter 1 the glory of God.
好，那第三节
verse 3.
他伸出仿佛一只手的样式，抓住我的一束头发，那灵就将我朝天地中间，在神的意象中带我到耶路撒冷朝北院内门口那里，有触动主 怒偶像的座位，啊，就是惹动祭邪的程度。
In verse 3, he stretched out the form of a hand and took me by a lock of my hair, and the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven, and brought me in visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the north gate of the inner court, where the seat of the image of jealousy was, which provokes to jealousy.
所以这里说，在灵里面把它举起来到天地的中间，他就看见这些事情。
And so it describes that the Spirit lifted up into heaven, and he was able to see everything that was happening on earth.
所以这里告诉我们，我们在信仰的追求需要属灵的眼光。
So this is telling us that in our pursuit of spirituality, we need the spiritual eyesight.
圣经说人看人看外表。
And the Bible describes that men will see other men from outer appearance.
神看人看内心。
But God will see men from the inner heart.
这个看内心就是一种属灵的眼光。
And so, seeing the inner heart is a spiritual sight.
那看外表，这就是一般人，每个人都是这样。
And seeing from outer appearance, this is an ordinary man because everyone is this way.
我们现在看哥林多前书第二章。
And let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书的第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
十五节。
Verse 15.
第二章十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
属灵的人能够看透万事，却没有一人能够看透他。十六节。
16.
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但是我们是有基督的心。这里讲说属灵人能够看透万事。
It says here that he who is spiritual judges all things.
什么叫做看透万事？
And what does it mean to judge all things?
英文叫 judge, 也就是说能够判断每一件事情。
And so that means that you could discern all matters.
我们人生有表象跟真相。
And so in life we have a realistic view and abstract view.
表象就是我们肉眼看到的。
And the realistic view is something that we can see with our naked eyes.
那真相就是我们在属灵的眼光所看到的。
And so abstract view is something that we can see with our spiritual sight.
比方说启示录里面在讲这个老底家教会。
For example, in the book of Revelation, it talks about the church of Laodicea.
那老底家教会我们看启示录第三章。
And let's turn to Revelation chapter 3,
十七节
verse 17.
启示录三章十七节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 17.
你说我是富足，已经发财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的，从肉眼来看，这个老底家教会富足啊，一样都不缺。
And so from the naked eye, it seems that the church of Laodicea is very rich and wealthy and have need of nothing.
这个富足两个意思，第一个是物质上。
And so this has two perspectives. One is on the materialistic.
第二个也可以讲属灵的知识。
And secondly, you could talk about spiritual wisdom.
看起来很好。
It seems like they are well.
圣经懂得很多。
They well versed in the Bible.
一样都不缺。
And they need nothing.
但是如果再用属灵的眼光来看。
But if you look at this from a spiritual perspective,
他是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身。
But they are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
所以肉眼在看跟属灵的眼睛在看我们自己是不一样。
So from a naked perspective and from a spiritual perspective, when we see ourselves is actually very different.
从属灵上的眼睛来看我们自己。
And from a spiritual perspective, when we look at ourselves,
有时候我们真的是困苦、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身。
And so sometimes we are indeed wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
贫穷是什么？
And what is poor?
属灵的贫穷。
And what is spiritual, being spiritually poor?
因为信心就是金子嘛，好像火炼的金子。
And because faith is like a refined fire refined gold.
那没有信心就是贫穷嘛。
So when
那个属灵上没有那一块金子。
Without faith, then you are poor because you don't have this piece of gold.
哦，那瞎眼是什么
？And so what is blind?
啊，瞎眼就是没有办法看到属灵的价值。
And to be blind is that you cannot see what is valuable spiritually.
我们人最宝贵的财产是什么？
And what is our most prized possession as men?
不是几栋房子。
And it's not a few a house.
最宝贵的财产是神。
And so the most precious possession we have is God.
所以就神来讲，我们是他的财产。
And so to God we are His possessions.
那就神我们来讲，神是我们的财产。
And for us, God is our possession.
那利未人没有财产。
So the Levites that does not have any possession.
因为神就是他们的财产。
And because God will be their possession.
那他们在走旷野路。
When they're walking in the wilderness.
神就是他们的财产。
God will be their possession.
神与他们同在。
God abides with them.
所以天天有恩典。
So they would have grace daily.
有 manna, 有磐石流水。
And there's manna and then water flowing out of stone.
所以一无所缺的。
And so they need nothing.
这个就是富足啊。
And so this is being rich.
那再来是赤身肉体。
And naked.
犯了罪啊，羞耻跑出来就是赤身。
When you commit a sin and shame comes upon you, and this is being naked.
所以不认识主耶稣是我们的财产啊，活在罪里面的，这个就是瞎眼。
So to know Lord Jesus Christ, He is our possession, but to live in a life of sin, this will be blind and naked.
那当一个人有属灵的眼光来看到我们自己，
When a person would have a spiritual eyesight to see oneself,
我们才会一直追求属灵的进步。
So you will pursue constantly for spiritual improvement.
不然的话，我们觉得我信几十年了，我没有犯罪，我还有什么？
And so otherwise, then you would think that after believing for decades of belief, then I have not committed sins, I have nothing.
我安息日都去聚会啊。
I come every Sabbath day.
我也献十一捐啊。
And then I have make
a tithe. 我差不多了，我还有什么可以改进呢？
And so what else improvement I can possibly have?
这是外表了。
And so, but this is all on the surface.
那要进到内心里面看我们灵性，我们就知道我们真的是差很多了。
You have to enter inside the heart and to see the spirituality, and then you realize that we still are lacking way behind.
所以十八节要买火炼的金子。
So verse 18, then you have to buy from the refined gold, the fire.
就是信心呐。
And this will be faith.
买白衣。
And you have to buy the white garments.
就是追求公义。
This is pursue righteousness.
那买眼药。
And to buy eyes, anoint your eyes with salve.
就是圣灵。
And this is Holy Spirit.
那我们就能够看到灵界的美妙跟灵界的价值。
So we can see the miraculous wonder of the spiritual realm and its values.
比方说大家能够来参加 NATS.
For example, everyone could comment to attend the NATS.
这个就是我们心里面的。觉得这个是有价值。
And this is something that we perceive in our heart as something being very valuable.
所以在第八章里面。
So in chapter 8.
神的灵一降临，他就看见了。
So once the Spirit of God descends and he's able to see.
然后神的手一把他抓，他就在天地的中间，他就看到这些异象。
And so God's hand will lift him up, he will be in the midst of the heaven and earth, and he will see all these visions.
那他看到什么？
So what was he able to see?
他看到在殿里面有神的座位。
And he saw that in the court of the temple there is the throne of God.
所以第四节哈，在那里有以色列神的荣耀的形象。
And behold, the glory of God of Israel was there.
圣殿是充满神的荣耀的地方。
And so the holy temple is a place that's full of God's glory.
但是在圣殿里面，他看到惹动神愤怒的偶像的座位。
And but inside the temple, he saw the seat of the idol for the idol which provoked God's anger.
所以第三节最后惹祭邪的。
And so the last part of verse 3 that God is a jealous God.
所以本来这个偶像是应该是在外邦人才在拜偶像。
So the seat of the image was reserved for Gentiles.
那圣殿神同在应该是来圣殿是要拜神的。
So because when you come into the temple, you want to worship God, you ask for God's abidance.
那现在圣灵带领他才发现说圣殿里面有偶像。
So now he was guided by the Holy Spirit, and he discovered that within the temple, there's actually idols.
那这个圣殿的偶像带来什么结果？
And so what kind of consequences did it bring about?
就是惹神的嫉妒。
And so this aroused God's jealousy.
因为神是忌邪的、嫉妒的神。
Because God is a jealous God.
我们看第五节。
And let's read verse 5.
神对我说：“人子啊，你举目向北观看，我就举目向北观看，见祭坛的北边，在门口有这个忌邪的偶像。又对我说：人子啊，以色列所行的，就在此行这个大可憎的事。”使我远离我的圣所，你看见了吗？你还要看见更大的事，所以为什么神会离开圣所呢？因为这个里面有偶像。
So why did God has left the sanctuary? Because there's idols inside.
他是嫉妒的神嘛，既然以色列百姓你在拜偶像，那神是嫉妒的，他就渐渐就离开了。
So he's a jealous God because the Israelites, if they're worshiping idols, then gradually he would leave.
但是这个还没有解决一个问题。那圣殿里面的偶像是什么？
And so we still have a question in place. So what is the idol inside the temple?
那请问圣殿里面的偶像是什么？
So question, what is the idols inside the temple?
圣殿的偶像是什么？不知道。
What would be the idols inside the temple? Anyone knows?
我们来看从新约圣经来看旧约了。
And let's turn to the New Testament to see the Old Testament.
哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
第一章。
Verse 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
十二节
，verse 12，
第一章十二节
，chapter 1 verse 12。
我的意思就是，你们个人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属彼得的，我是属基督的。
Now I say this that each of you says I am of Paul or I am of Apollos or I am of Cephas or I am of Christ。
这个就是偶像啊。
So this will be idols。
我属保罗。
I am。Paul,
我属亚波罗。
I am of Apollos.
我属彼得。
I am of Cephas.
那为什么这是偶像
？And why would this be idols?
为什么这变成偶像
？Why would this become idols?
你如果看正应该有的次序是什么
？And so what would be the correct order?
第三章。
Chapter 3.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
第三章二十二节。
Chapter 3, verse 22.
或保罗，或亚波罗，或彼得，或世界，或生，或间的事，将来的事，全是你们的，并且你们是主基督的，基督是属神的。
Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world of life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours, and you are Christ, and Christ is God's.
所以为什么神要选择一些工人？
So why did God need to choose workers?
是为着信徒。
So no, it's for the members.
带领信徒，造就信徒。
And to guide the members, to edify the members.
所以这一些工人是属信徒的。
So all the workers belonging to the members.
那信徒属谁？
And who the members belonging to?
信徒是主耶稣的宝血洁净的吧。
And so the members are cleansed and sanctified by the blood of Christ.
对，信徒是属主耶稣的。
So the members belonging to Christ.
那主耶稣是属神的。
And Christ belonging to God.
他是从神出来的。
And because he comes from God.
那现在哥林多教会这个次序就不是这样了。
And so the church of Corinth, they have the order completely reversed.
现在哥林多的顺序是信徒属工人，工人属基督，基督属神。
And seems like the order is that the members belonging to the worker belonging to Christ and a Christ belonging to God.
也就是说，这个工人在信徒的上面。
In other words, that the workers is placed on top of the members.
那个就是偶像了。
And so that would be idols.
所以我们在教会里面神有选立各种不同恩赐的工人。
And so in church that God has appointed and assigned all different types of workers.
那这是神用的工具。
So this is a vessel that or tool that God uses.
那被神用，他的这个职分是很尊贵的。
And so if you're used by God, then you have a noble status.
但是信徒不是属工人。
But the members does not belonging to the workers.
是属基督的。
The members belonging to Christ.
那当这个哥林多教会说我属保罗，我属亚波罗，这样会产生什么？
So when the Church of Corinth, when they said that I am Apollos, I am Paul, what would this cause?
今天是美国总统选举啊。
And today is actually the election day.
我支持民主党，我支持共和党。
So I am, I support the Republicans, or I support the Democrats.
所以有时候一个家庭也不能谈论政治，会吵起来。
And sometimes you cannot really talk politics at home because it will be a family feud.
所以我们在教会里面，每个信徒都是属主耶稣。
So in church, every one of the members belonging to Jesus Christ.
所以如果说我属哪一个工人，那就是偶像化。
If you say that I belong to a certain worker, then you're idolizing this worker.
那神是透过工人来造就我们。
And so the workers, God would use the workers to edify us.
他是器皿。
And the workers are vessels.
但是我不是属工人。
And but you don't belong to the workers.
所以如果这个工人讲的跟神的话不一样。
So if the worker speaks differently from God,
我们就不要听啊。
Then we should not listen to
it. 因为我是属耶稣的。
Because I belong to Jesus Christ.
但是如果我属某一个工人。
But if I belong to a certain worker,
变成他讲的话我就会听啊，因为我是属他的。
And it turns out that whatever he says, then I will listen because I'm belonging to him.
我拥护这个工人。
And because I own him, I support him.
那谁攻击这个工人，我就要跟他作对。
And so whoever attacks this worker, then I will be against them.
那教会就分裂了。
And so church will be disarray.
那特别是有恩赐的工人很容易被偶像化。
And so especially the capable workers would easily be idolized.
所以当我们在教会提到工人比提到主耶稣还多的时候，就可能有问题。
So in church, if we talk more about a specific worker than more talking about Christ, then this would be a problem.
我们感谢工人超过感谢主耶稣，可能就开始有问题。
So we give thanks to a specific worker more than to Jesus Christ, then there would be a problem.
我们归荣耀给工人超过归荣耀给主耶稣，可能就有问题。
And we give glory to the worker instead of give glory to Jesus Christ, then this will be a problem.
所以我们教会跟一般教会非常不一样。
So our church is rather different than all the other church.
我们在教会工作越久，我们真的是恐惧战兢。
And so the longer that you work in church, we tremble and timidness.
因为这个教会有神的宝座，有神同在。
Because in this church, there's the abidance of God. It will be the precious throne of God.
所以真的是恐惧战兢。
And because we tremble in intimidation.
那保罗本身头脑很清楚啊。
But Paul is very clear-minded.
当别人说我属保罗，我属保罗，亚波罗，保罗没有觉得很高兴。
And when people are discussing that they belong to they belong to Paul or Apollo, Paul is not happy about this.
如果教会是一个社团
，If a church is a social organization.
你告诉那个人说我属你，我支持你，他一定很高兴。
And so if you tell a specific person they, saying that I belong to you, I will support you, then this person will be glad.
但是如果教会是神的主耶稣的殿，
But if the church is the temple of Lord Jesus Christ,
你告诉哪一个工人我属你，他会很害怕。
Then if you tell a specific worker that I belong to you, then he'll feel very afraid.
为什么？
Why?
因为神在这里做王啊。
And because God reigns as king here.
所以我们看这个保罗怎么讲。
And so we should see what would Paul said.
哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
十二节。
Verse 12.
我的意思就是你们个人说我属保罗，我属亚波罗。我们再看十三节。
And verse 13.
基督为你们分开吗？保罗为你们钉十字架吗？你们是奉保罗的名受洗吗？他用三个问题就把这个解决了。
And so, 13, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? He used three questions to resolve this problem.
因为保罗本身他有属灵的智慧。
Because Paul himself had spiritual wisdom.
他知道服事的目的是要让教会合一，让教会兴盛，让神得到荣耀。
He understands that the unification of the church is for the better and for the glorification of God.
他知道如果他接受我属保罗，教会就会分裂。
He understands that if he accepts the fact that I am Paul, then church will be broken up.
那他这个不是他服事的目的。
So this is not the purpose for his servitude.
所以这里他就讲很清楚。
So here he states very clearly.
这里说。
And it's recorded here.
我为你们钉十字架吗？
Was Paul crucified for you?
当然不是啊。
Of course not.
基督是分开吗？当然不是啊。
Is Christ divided? Of course not.
你是奉保罗的名受洗？当然不是。
Were you baptized in the name of Paul?
所以你说出保罗这是不对的。
So if you said that this is Paul, then this is completely incorrect.
你们是属那个主耶稣的宝血赎出来，你们是属耶稣的。
And you are redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, so therefore you belong to Christ.
所以教会的工人这个职分要尊重，但是不要偶像化。
And so the workers of church, you have to respect this title, but do not idolize it.
合神旨意的我都支持。
So anything that's according to the will of God, then I would support it 100% because God is the greatest here.
不合神旨意的我就不能赞同。
So anything that is not in accordance with God's will, then I cannot abide.
因为神最大。
Because God is the greatest.
那我们在讨论教会的事情。
So when we're discussing matters of the church,
我们强调的神的旨意是什么。
We emphasize what is the will of God.
神要我们怎么做。
And what should we do?
而不是哪一个工人什么意思？所以我们要听，不是这样。
It's not a specific workers, and he has a certain opinion, and we have to listen to it.
所以当初摩西死的时候
，And so when Moses died,
谁埋葬他
？And who has buried Moses?
摩西死，谁埋葬他？神埋葬他。
And God buried Moses.
为什么要埋葬他
？And why does God bury Moses?
因为怕被当偶像来拜。
And because he's afraid that he will be idolized.
所以在第八章回到第八章。
So returning back to chapter 8.
这里在提到在圣殿里面有偶像。
So talks about idols inside the temple.
那甚至我们在教会里面在教会里面呢最重要就是圣经的话。
So sometimes when we're in church, the most important things will be the words of the Bible.
传的跟圣经的话我们就听。
So if we preach the words according to the Bible, we should listen to it.
传跟圣经不一样我们就不听。
So any sermon that's not according to the Bible, then we should not listen to it.
因为我们是属耶稣的，
不
是属某一个人。
We belong to Jesus, not to a specific individual.
那教会的合一要有主耶稣在中间。
So,the unification of church would need Lord Jesus Christ to be in the center.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音的十七章。
Gospel John chapter 17.
十七章的二十三节。
Chapter 17 verse
23. 请读。
I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全合而为一。所以这个完完全全合而一就是我在他们里面，主耶稣在他们里面。
So in order for this to be made perfect in one, that Lord Jesus Christ has to be in them.
那主耶稣在我们里面就是他的道理。
So Lord Jesus Christ in us is because His words is in us.
他圣灵的感动跟带领。
And this is the movement of this Holy Spirit and guidance.
还有他的爱。
He would have His love.
那这个教会就会合一。
And this church will be unified.
哦，所以啊，圣殿有偶像哈，在第八章以西结书的第八章。
So the temples would have idols. This is in Ezekiel chapter 8.
这是神不能接受的。
This is something that's unacceptable to God.
啊，我们现在再来看这个第八章的啊第七节。
And let's read chapter 8, verse 7.
在第七节之前，我们先来看教会的另外一个偶像。
And before verse 7, we will see another idol in the temple.
我们现在找找看，在约书亚记里面。
And this is recorded in the book of Joshua.
在四世纪。
And actually, Judges.
基甸做了一件事情，成为他的全家的网罗。
So Gideon has done something that causes the demise of his family, and where is that recorded?
四世纪。
And this is in the book of Judges.
四世纪第八章。
And Judges chapter 8.
第几节？
And what verse is this recorded?
四世纪第八章啊
，Judges chapter 8，
对27哈，基甸以此造了一个以弗德，设立在本城，厄弗拉。后来以色列人拜以弗德行了邪淫，这就做了基甸跟他全家的网罗。
Verse 27, then Gideon made into an ephod and set it up in his city. Ophrah and all Israel played the harlot with it there. It became a snare to Gideon and to his house.
以弗德是做什么?
So what is ephod used for?
你要进到圣所要穿一个特别的圣衣叫做以弗德。
Before entering into the most holiest place, you have to wear a special garment called ephod.
那基甸用什么做以弗德?
So what did...Gideon used to make ephod.
他就是把以色列百姓啊，你们去打战的时候所掳的这些耳环的啊，这个金像子啊，全部都拿来。
So he has gathered up all the plunders from the Israelites during war, and these consist of gold jewelries and things.
那前面呢，以色列百姓叫基甸啊做他的王。
And so the Israelites wanted Gideon to be the king.
但是基甸到最后就做了这个以弗德。
And at the end, Gideon made the ephod.
因为基甸带领以色列百姓脱离其他种族的统治。
And because Gideon has guided the Israelites out of the control from other tribes.
功劳很大。
And so he contributed greatly.
所以这件以弗德就是间接在纪念基甸。
And so this ephod will be...was built to memorialize Gideon.
进到圣殿敬拜神。
To enter into the holy temple to worship God.
但是看到这一件以弗德，穿上这件以弗德，就想到基甸。
And but you seen this ephod, and you, when you wore this ephod, then you remember Gideon.
所以被偶像化。
And so he was idolized.
所以今天这个告诉我们什么?
And so what is this telling us today?
我们在教会里面做圣工。
When we do holy work in church.
做完工作没有人知道没有关系。
And after you complete the task, nobody knows about it, it's totally okay.
你如果到医院里面每次到医院去访问这个入口都会有那个这个医院谁是董事长谁是历任的董事这个照片都挂在那里是不是
And so if you visit in a hospital doing visitations, upon the entrance, you will see all the plaques with pictures of the current president or the previous chairman.
但是这个不会发生在教会里面。
But this will not happen in church.
今天教会能够发展到这个程度。
And in order for the church to be developed up to this point,
这是神在各个不同的时候借着不同的工人所造。
And so this is God utilizing different workers and doing various times.
所以我们是要感谢神。
So we have to be thankful to God.
那人只是工具。
So men are only vessels.
所以如果我们把功劳归给神。
So,
归给神,
if we will give all the contribution and then the title to men,
这个问题就很大了。
And so this will be a great problem.
所以教会里面不能把功劳归给人。
So you can in our church you cannot give any contribution to men.
哦，这都是神的工作，我们只是一个器皿。
And because this is all the work of God, and we are only a vessel.
哦，所以当时神要去要基甸去打当时的敌人。
And so God wanted Gideon to fight the enemies at the time.
来了三万多人。
And so there were about 30,000 people that came.
神说人太多。
And God said, this is too many people.
不是人越多越好吗？
And isn't it that you need more soldiers to fight in a battle?
一人捅一刀，敌人就死光了。
And because one will spear the other enemy, and then all of them will die.
因为神说，恐怕百姓说是我们自己打胜仗。
And because God said that maybe the people will acknowledge that we have won the battle ourselves.
所以太多，那怎么办？
So what should we do?
怕死的回去。
So if you're afraid of being death, return back home.
怕死就是怕牺牲了。
And so if you're afraid of being sacrificed,
结果多少人回去？
So how many people return?
两万人。
About 20,000 people.
所以很多人愿意做圣工，但是怕牺牲。
But many people are willing to do the holy work, but they are afraid to sacrifice.
那剩下一万人啊。
So there's about 10,000 people left.
神说还是太多。
And so God said that this is still too many.
那叫他们喝水。
And so they were asked to drink water.
有的就趴下来了。
And so some of them bent down.
有的是站着用手捧水来喝。
And so some people was standing up and then will lift water from the river.
神就说趴下来的全部都回去。
And so God said that whoever bowed down to all return back home.
为什么？
Why?
因为当时他们打战穿这个战甲都是金属做的，很重。
And because at the time when they fight in a battle, all the armors was made from metal. It's very heavy.
你如果趴下来喝水，忽然间敌人出现，你爬不起来，太重了。
And so if you crawl down to drink water, and then the armor will weigh you down, and if the enemy comes, you don't have time to respond.
那这个站着喝水就是说，敌人出现，你马上可以回应。
So whoever that was standing up and drinking water. Means that you could respond to immediate enemy attack.
就是他有那个心理准备。
So he is well prepared inside his heart.
他的生活方式已经调到适合打战。
So his lifestyle was tuned into a state of preparation for war.
这样只有三百人啊。
So this will only be 300 people.
神说就派这个三百人去打。
So God said that we will send these 300 men into battle.
300人怎么能够打胜这个外族这么多人？
And so how can a 300 men be able to defeat the foreign tribe attack of 30,000 men?
这是不可能的。
This is an impossible mission.
真的是打胜仗。
But they actually were able to win.
所以大家就说，哇，神很伟大，你看神替我们打战。
And so everybody proclaimed that God is magnificent. He has helped us win this battle.
所以神要我们圣工做成归荣耀给神，而不是归功给什么人。
So God wants us to give glory to God after finishing a certain holy work and not to glorify men.
所以我们今天在教会里面，这个以弗德，你造了什么东西来纪念某某人，这个在教会里面是不好的。
So the ephod that's constructed to memorialize a certain person in church, this is not appropriate.
所以你如果去网站看真耶稣教会创办人是谁？
So if you visit the True Jesus Church website and see who's the founder of the church.
每一个教会都有创办人。
And so every church will have a founder.
那真耶稣教会创办人是谁？
And who is the founder of True Jesus Church?
是主耶稣啊。
And it will be Lord Jesus Christ.
借着圣灵降临啊。
And this is through the descendants of the Holy Spirit.
所以很多外教会到我们真耶稣教会研究历史。
And so many of the foreign denomination will study the history of True Jesus Church.
他说：“张连生、魏保罗、张巴拉巴，这个不是三个真耶稣教创办人吗？”
And so they will say Barnabas, Chang, and then Paul Wei, and then another worker. This will be three people.
不是的。
No.
他是神的器皿。
And they are only the vessel of God.
所以他们也很早就离世啊。
And so they have deceased very early on.
传道没有几年就离世了。
And so they have died after a few years into preaching.
因为他不是创办人。
And because he's not the founder.
所以我们教会很特别。
And so our church is very unique.
所以我们在教会不要高抬人变成偶像。
And let's not hold high any individual in church to make them an idol.
也不要归功给人，一切都是神的工作。
And do not glorify a certain individual because everything is done on behalf of God's work.
我们是无用的仆人。
And we are a useless servant.
所以回到第八章。
Let's turn back to chapter 8.
以西结书在圣殿里面看到有偶像。
So,in the book of Ezekiel, that idol was seen inside the holy temple.
让我们再看，回来看第八章。
And let's turn back to chapter 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
他对我说，人子啊，你要挖墙。我一挖墙，见有一个门。第九节。
Verse 9.
他说，你进去看见他们在这里行可憎的恶事。我一进去看，谁知道在四面的墙上画着各样的爬物，可憎的走兽，并以色列家一切的偶像。神告诉他们要挖墙。
So God instructed him to dig into the wall.
那挖了一个洞就进去，进去就看到在墙外没有看到。
So when he dug into the wall, and there was a door that he did not see.
所以有时候我们祷告如果要求圣灵，要求什么先要挖自己的墙。
And so when we pray, often if you need to pray for something like the Holy Spirit, then you have to dig into your own wall.
挖到心里的最深处，真的看到那真正的我。
So after digging into the deepest part in your heart, then this is the true me.
那这样我们才能够知道我们自己的缺点、软弱、罪恶在哪里。
And so this way you can know what exactly is your blemish, what shortcomings, or what you are lacking.
那看到了，我们才能够把这些东西拿掉，我们的祷告才能够达到神面前。
And after seeing this, then you could try to remove these things, and then so this way your prayer could reach God.
所以圣经里面说，我们要先审查自己，再归向神。
And so the Bible says that we have to first re-examine ourselves before returning back to God.
这个审查自己叫做挖到心里的最深处。
So when you examine yourself, this is digging into the inner, deepest part of your heart.
主耶稣形容法利赛人是粉饰的坟墓。
And so God, Jesus has described the Pharisee as a ornate wall.
美国的坟墓最漂亮了，好像花园。
And so the cemeteries in the United States are like gardens. They're the most beautiful.
有时候可以到坟墓去散步啊。
And so sometimes you could take a little stroll in the cemetery.
但如果你挖下去，里面是死人的骨头。
But if you dig down into it, this will be the bones of the deceased.
所以我们的里面常常是我们最需要清理的一部分。
So the inner part of us is the part that we need to clean the most.
因此在这里告诉要挖墙。
So here it tells us to dig into the wall.
就看到里面有偶像，有爬物，有各种神不喜欢的事情。
And inside, you would see that all the creepy things, abominable beasts, and the idols that the house of God hates.
就引起神的震怒。
And so this again provoked God to anger.
这是第八章。
So this is chapter 8.
那到了第九章啊。
So in chapter 9.
在耶路撒冷这个大城里面
So within the city of Jerusalem,
虽然大部分都腐坏了
and although everything is decayed,
但是还是有一些人没有同流合污的
and but there are still some people that did not go with the trend.
所以神就指示天使带着兵器进去
and so God has instructed angels to go in with weapons in his hand.
我们看第九节。第三节。
And let's read verse 3.
以色列神荣耀本来在基布鲁伯上，现在从那里上升到殿的门间。现在荣耀已经从基鲁伯往上升了，神开始要离开了。
The glory of God of Israel has gone up from the cherub, which it had been to the threshold of the temple. So now the glory has gone and left the cherub.
神将那个身穿细麻衣、腰间派的墨盒的人召来。
And he called to the man clothed with linen who had the writer's inkhorn on his side.
对他说，你走遍耶路撒冷全城。
And he said to him, go through the midst of the city.
如果因为城里面所行可憎的事哀哭叹息的，头上要画记号。
And put a mark on the forehead of the man who sighs and cries over all the abomination of the they're done within.
所以有时候这个世界的腐败、哦、你没有办法改变了。
Sometimes the corruption of the world cannot be changed.
但是虽然我们没有办法改变，我不同意啊。
And although we cannot change, but we can disagree with it.
那我们不同意，心里就很难过啊。
And so when, if we're in a disagreement, then sometimes we will feel very sad inside.
怎么同性恋可以结婚呢？
And how come that homosexuals can be in marriage?
所以圣经里面说，罗德在索多玛，他的一心天天伤痛。
And so the Bible described that Lot in the city of Sodom, in his heart he was in pain daily.
他没有办法改变索多玛人了。
He cannot change the dwellings of the city of Sodom.
但是他里面有一个异心啊。
But inside he has an indifferent heart.
And a heart of righteousness.
He has a heart of righteousness.
知道这个不对啊，他就很难过啊。
And he realized that this is not right, so he feels very saddened by it.
那你看说亚伯兰祷告啊，从五十个义人一直减到五个，连五个也没有。
And so you see the prayer of Abraham from 50 people all the way till about 5, and there's not even 5 righteous men.
但是罗德这个人有义心，所以天使就把他救出来了。
And because a Lot would have the heart of righteousness, so that's why he was saved by the angels.
因此耶路撒冷这么毁坏，但是里面有一些还是好的。
And so Jerusalem was so corrupt, but within there are still some good men.
所以额上要画记号。
And so they have to be marked on their forehead.
那这个记号定了以后，
so after the mark is placed,
就叫天使进去了。
And so angels were sent in.
所有没有记号的全部都杀掉。
So all of the ones without any mark will be killed.
这什么意思？
And what does this mean?
就是说神的毁坏啊。
And so this is the destruction of God.
就是神的公义啊。
And this is the righteousness of God.
那从哪里开始杀起？
So where the killing should begin from?
是第六节。
Verse 6.
从前殿里的长老开始杀起。
And it starts with the elders in the temple.
第七节。
Verse 7.
他对他们说，要污秽这个殿，使殿充满着被杀的人。
And then he said to them, defile the temple. And fill the courts with the slain, so they continue to kill.
那为什么从长老杀开始？
And why would they start off with the elder in the temple?
因为他是在带领以色列百姓的信仰。
And because he's the one that's guiding the faith of the Israelites.
但是虽然他有这个职分，
although he would have this post position.
但是因为他本身没有这个榜样，所以第一个要接受死。
And
审判
because he did not show good examples to the people, so he's the first one to be judged.
将来主耶稣再来。
So when the second coming of Christ again,
圣经说我们都要跟主耶稣一起作王来审判世界。
And so the Bible records that we will, all of us will be reign as king with God to judge the world.
那审判再来要从哪里开始？
And so where would the judgment start from?
从神的家开始。
And this will start from the house of God.
从真耶稣教会开始。
From True Jesus Church.
这些审判能得救的，跟主耶稣一起作王来审判万民。
And so anyone that can be saved, will be alongside God to be judging the entire world.
所以我们在第八章可以看到圣殿的赎化，以及神怎么用公义来对待他们。
And we can see from chapter 8, the temple was made into become worldliness, and how did God take care of this issue.
那到四十章啊，这个新的城建在山上啊，神就定一个法则了。
And so in chapter 40, now the new temple was built on top of the mountain, and so there was a decree that was issued.
那个法则很简单，就是要成圣 ，holy.
And so the decree was very simple: you have to be holy.
这个就是我们今天教会的法则，要成圣。
And so this is the decree of the church today: we have to be holy.
一起默祷。
And let's pray in silence.
Amen. 休息。